Shishivara Madhava, they are always engaged in blissful loving pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan. Krishna is the one who reciprocates love with the gopis, and he is the lifter of Govardhan Hill. He is the son of Mother Yashoda, and he is the attractive darling of all of Vraja. He can always be seen playing in the garden groves by the banks of the Yamuna River. Om Gyana Trimarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitanyena Taishmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadadmayam Dadati Swapatanti Kam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunastham Vitandham Sajivam Shahadvaitam Sharvahutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sucha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vairagya Yubhakti Rasam Prayatnayir Apayayan Mam Anubhip Samandam Kripa Budir Ya Paratukaduki Sanatanam Tam Prabhu Ashrayami, I was unwilling to drink that nectar of immortality that is known as Bhakti Ras. I didn't want to drink it because I fully knew this nectar it was laced with, it was infused with, it was endowed with a secret ingredient. That ingredient being great material renunciation. So I did not want to drink it, but my spiritual master, Sanatana Goswami, being an ocean of mercy, who is constitutionally unable to look upon the sufferings of others, he forced me, he made me, he induced me to drink it. Therefore, what else can I do? I simply have to offer him my obeisances as my master. Adaranastrinam dantir idam yatshe puna punaha srimad rupa padambojam dulisham janma janmani. Taking that straw between my teeth, bowing down, begging over and over and over again. The only prayer that is left in my heart is this, that lifetime after lifetime, I may simply serve the foot dust of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. Sadhanai jivane yasya drishto bhavo draya kramaha Raghunatham aham vande dasa Goswami nam prabhum. I offer my homage unto my master Srila Raghunath Das Goswami by carefully studying his life and his daily practices of the regulative principles of devotional service, one can quickly come to understand the exact scientific sequential process by which one will attain to prayojana, the topmost states of love of Godhead. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Son of Vasudeva, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So now that the atmosphere has once again been sufficiently purified, everybody feel? A little purified, huh? No? Atmosphere has to be purified. So let's hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. We're on Canto 5, we're in Chapter 4. Please open your ears. I promise you this will be short. We're on Canto 5, Chapter 4, text number 16. We're studying the characteristics of Vrishabhadeva. We're in text 16. There is it's in prose. I'm going to just do the word for word, and then we'll go right on to the translation. Yadyapi, although, swad vititam, known by him, shakala dharman, which includes all types of occupational duties, brahman, Vedic instructions, guyam, very confidential. Brahmanaiha, by the Brahmanas. Darshita margena, by the path shown. Sama adabihi, sama dharma titikshava. Controlling the mind, controlling the senses, practicing tolerance. And so on. Upayaha, by the means. Janatam, the people in general. Anushashasha, he ruled over. Translation. Although Lord Vrishabhadeva knew everything about confidential Vedic knowledge, which includes information about all types of occupational duties, he still maintained himself as a Kshatriya and followed the instructions of the Brahmanas as they related to mind control, sense control, tolerance, and so forth. Thus he ruled the people according to the system of Vanashram Dharma, which enjoins that the Brahmanas instruct the Kshatriyas and the Kshatriyas administer to the state through the Vaishyas and the Sudras. I say, you say. Although Lord Vrishabhadeva knew everything about confidential Vedic knowledge, which includes information about all types of occupational duties, he still maintained himself as a Kshatriya and followed the instructions of the Brahmanas as they related to mind control, sense control, tolerance, and so forth. Thus, he ruled the people according to the system of Vanashram Dharma, which enjoins that the Brahmanas instruct the Kshatriyas and the Kshatriyas administer to the state through the Vaishya and the Sudra. Purport. Although Rishabhdev knew all the Vedic instructions perfectly well, he nonetheless followed the instructions of the Brahmanas in order to perfectly maintain the social order. The Brahmanas would give advice according to the Shastra, and all the other castes would follow. The word Brahma here means perfect knowledge of all activities, and this knowledge is very confidentially described in the Vedic literatures. Men trained perfectly as Brahmanas should know all Vedic literatures, and the benefit derived from this literature should be distributed to the general populace. The general populace should follow the perfect Brahmana. In this way, one can learn how to control the mind and senses and thus gradually advance to spiritual perfection. Before I begin, I want to let everybody know that I didn't have a long time to prepare for this class. I know many of you are expecting Ram Vigraha to be here, but he called me up last night, very late at night, and asked me to give the Bhagavatam class because he's suffering very much from sciatica, pain in his sciatic nerve. So I just heard that I had to give class last night around 10 o'clock. So be gentle on me. So the first thing here is that Lord Rishabhdev knew everything about confidential Vedic knowledge. So Lord Rishabhdev is an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Jnana Tramarandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshur Unmilitanyena Taishmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master. Because I was born in the darkness of ignorance. So this is the first thing that's mentioned. We are born into ignorance. When a child comes into this world, it knows nothing. And it has to be taught all over again from the beginning. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes into this world, you shouldn't think it's like that. That he has to gain knowledge from another source. Bhuni me vyatitani jamani tava charjuna tanaham tanaham vedasarvani vedasarvani. I know all. Tanaham vedasarvani natvam, not you. I know all, but not you. Natvam veta, you don't know. Parantapa, or even though you're Parantapa, you're the great heroic conqueror of the enemy. I know all, you don't. So many, many births, both you and I have passed together, Arjuna. I can remember all of them. You cannot, O conqueror of the foe. And as why can God remember them? That's told in the next verse. Ajo pi san avyatma. Avyayatma. Avyaya means inexhaustible, indestructible, eternal. He has an avyaya atma. Atma in this case means body. So he has a body that's not destroyed by material nature. Now it's interesting. It says ajo pi san avyayatma. Ajo means unborn. So he's unborn. But what's the big deal? We're also unborn. If you read in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Natvaveham jitu na sham na tvam nemi adipaha. Natvaveham jitu na sham na tvam na medi janadipaha. Nachayvana bhavishya maha sarvam vayam ta param. Never was there a time when I did not exist. nor you, nor all these kings or men. Nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. So great, we're equal to Krishna. Everybody got it? Because he's unborn and we're unborn. Now, but there's a time when I did not exist, not you, not all these kings or men. So we're equal, right? We're all a Joe. Nahanyate, Najayate, Mriyate, Va, Kada, Chin, Na, Yambutva, Bhavita, Va, Nabuyaha, Jo, Nitya, Shashvatam, Yamparano, Nahanyate, Hanyame, Sharire, a Joe. A Joe means unborn. So for the soul, that's us. There's never birth or death at any time. He has not come into existence. He does not come into existence. He will not come into existence. He is a Joe. He is unborn. Hey, we're equal to Krishna. He's a Joe. We're a Joe. Great, huh? Some people come to that conclusion. Shashvatam, ajo, shashvatam, prano, prano means primeval. We're primeval. We were there at the beginning of time. Primeval, prano, ajo, shashvatam, yam prano, ajo, nitya, shashvatam, eternal, ever existing. Purana, we were there at the beginning of the time, and when this universe is destroyed and it's all over, we're going to be there. We are not slain when the body is slain. So we're equal to Krishna in all sense. But after this verse where Krishna says, never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you know all these kings and men, nor in the future shall ever any of us cease to be, then he gives us some additional information. He says, as the body, soul, continue, us, that's us. We are the embodied souls. As the embodied soul continuously passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly accepts another body at the time of death. We're moving from body to, we are eternal. We are unborn, just like Krishna. But unfortunately, here in this material world, we are subject to the endless cycle of birth and death. And we're moving from body to body to body to body to body to body. And every time we quit one body and we go into the other body, it's an erase. An eraser happens. Very rare that somebody remembers their past births. Let's erase it all. Let's start all over again. So therefore, we're born into darkness, we're born into ignorance. Krishna says in the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything that has happened in the past. I know everything that is happening right now in the present. And I know everything that's going to happen in the future. So that's called supreme knowledge, omniscience. It's one of the qualities of God that we lack. So Krishna has a Jopi son, Avyayatma. He has a body that is eternal. And therefore, because his body is eternal, his memory is eternal. He remembers everything in the past. So therefore, Lord Rishabhadeva is one of the incarnations of God. In the very beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the sages at Namasharanya, they ask, please describe the transcendental activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his different incarnations. So now we're hearing about one of the authorized incarnations of God, Lord Rishabhadeva. And what is he doing? First of all, he already knows everything. Krishna's a little different than Rishabhadeva. Different flavors. That's why Krishna takes birth as a Vaishya. It's a little bit more opportunity to be naughty when you're a Vaishya. Just a village boy and a cow, nobody of importance. Not a leader of society. Huh? Just nobody of importance. A little boy in a little cowardly village, not even a very, very, of course we know how opulent Vrindavan is, but not even a very high position in human society. Cowherdman, not a king. Of course, later on he becomes a king. Therefore, Shishupal says, "What Varna are you?" When he's complaining about Krishna, and he's saying, "We don't even know what Varna you are." So he's transcendental to all Varnas, but as a cowherd boy, he's a little naughty. King Rishabhadev is acting as a perfect Kshatriya king, much like Lord Ram, within the Vedic paradigm. So, what we're seeing from him is that although he has all kinds of Vedic knowledge, he still maintained himself as a Kshatriya. He didn't have to do that. He could have gone out in the dead of night and danced with many women. And he wouldn't have been polluted. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's beyond sin and piety as we know it. We're not beyond sin and piety. Don't get that idea in your head. But Krishna is beyond sin and piety as we know it. But Lord Rishabhadev is born as in a Kshatriya king. And therefore, what is the duty of an incarnation of the Lord? Parityanaya sarunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samstapanai taya samvavani yuge. So to protect the devotees and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion. I advent myself millennium after millennium. Not just once, but whenever the need arrives. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidu sakka leneha mahata yogo nasta parantapa. This supreme science of bhakti yoga was thus received in the chain of disciplic succession. And it was understood by the saintly kings in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken. And so the knowledge, the science as it is, appears to be lost. So whenever the Supreme Personality of Godhead detects, Prabhupada says in the purport to that verse that the material world is so polluted that even transcendental, pure transcendental knowledge becomes lost due to the influence of the mode of ignorance, the mode of passion, and the mode of goodness. My dear Narada Muni, my dear Yudhisthira, Arjuna says to Narada Muni, he's crying because Dhritarashtra and Gandhari, two elderly, very elderly people under his charge, have all of a sudden disappeared from the palace and then walking out into the jungle. And, oh, why did they leave? Why did they go away? He's lamenting, oh, what will happen to them without my protection? What will happen to these poor elderly people who are walking into the forest alone at the fag end of life? So Narada Muni says, King Yudhisthira, you are completely being pushed around by your karma. You are thoroughly under the modes of material nature. And you're being swallowed by the snake of time. And still, in your mind, you are thinking, I am the protector of others. Wake up. There's only one protector. So That's how polluting the material world is. Everything is under the three modes of material nature. Everyone is being pushed around by their karma against their will. Many times many things happen to us against our will. That means we're not in control. We're being pushed around by karma against our will. And then we're being swallowed by the snake of time. So therefore, pure transcendental knowledge just becomes lost. So the primary job of the incarnation of God is to not so much to kill the demons, Prabhupada says. That can be done in other ways, but still, as a matter of course, when the incarnation of God appears, he performs this activity. But to protect the devotees and to establish transcendental religion. So, what is the main feature of transcendental religion? So here we see Lord Rishabhadev as a Kshatriya king, even though he's the supreme personality of Godhead and beyond the modes of material nature. What is he doing? He's being submissive to the Brahminical order. In the Shastra here, what is the submission of the Brahminical order? Is that they're submissive to the Shastra. Naturally submissive to the Shastra. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Sita Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita. Hari, the Lord, Guru, Vaishnavas, the sadhus, the general sadhus, and the Bhagavata Gita. This is where our submission lies. So, Lord Rishabhadev is showing this submission by accepting the Brahmana caste and doing everything they tell him to do according to the Shastra. Shastra Yonavit Samanvayan. This is the third aphorism of the Vedanta Sutra. Prabhupada used to quote it every now and then, but you don't hear it very much quoted nowadays in the ISKCON movement for some reason. But at one time it was quoted, Shastra Yonavit Samanvayan. Third aphorism. The first aphorism everybody knows, Atato Brahma Gignasa. Now, therefore, and these two words, now, therefore, have a very deep purport that I could speak on for an hour, but it's not the time or the place. So now, therefore, that you have reached the human form of life, it is the time to inquire into Brahman, the spirit, the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead. You've done everything else in all the other forms of life. Okay? Don't worry about it. But there's only one thing that the human form of life is meant for. It's the only function of the human form of life, according to the Bhagavad Gita, is to inquire into the nature of spirit, the nature of the absolute truth, the nature of the supreme personality of God. And what is that absolute truth? Jamad yasya yataha. The absolute truth is he from whom the creation, the destruction, and the maintenance of the material universes arises. And then the third aphorism, the unquoted aphorism of the Vedanta Sutra, at least these days, Shastra Yonavit Samanvayam. That absolute truth is understood by the study of the Shastra. That absolute truth is understood by the study of the Shastra under the guidance of the Guru, and one has to become very conversant with all of the conclusions of the Shastra. Don't buy it. when people tell you, oh, it's not so important you study Prabhupada's books. Don't buy it. You should go deep inside of them and see what they're actually saying. You'll be very surprised what they say. It's not always what you're hearing in human society, the chatter in human society. You'd be very surprised what they say. So Lord, as a Kshatriya, Lord Rishabhadev is not expected to be learned in the Shastra, but he's trusting the Brahmanas who are learned in the Shastra, and he's doing everything they say as the autocratic ruler of his kingdom. God, do I long for the days of autocratic rulers. One man running a kingdom is a much better system of government than what we have now, especially if that man is a good man. So, this is almost apostate, what's the word? To even say this these days is taboo. Oh, it's a taboo. I can't believe you're saying that. But it's true. Prabhupada said this is the best thing. So, the autocratic ruler, he wasn't expected to study the Shastra, although, of course, as a Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's completely learned in the Shastra. And he simply followed the instructions of the Brahmanas. By following the instructions of the Brahmanas, he gave those who are under his care, he engaged those who are under his care in their different duties, and everything was centered around the worship of Lord Vishnu. This is called the Daivivan Ashram system. Okay. So, you don't have to be very learned. You just have to follow somebody who is learned. If you're not a real studier, if you can't do that, that's okay. But at some point, there has to be submission to higher authority. Etan nirvijyamananam ichchitam kutavayam yoginam ninipa nirnitam harer nama nukirtanam anukirtanam. Kirtan according to the instructions of the authorities. Not just any kind of kirtan. Anukirtan. Huh? Therefore, Prabhupada gave us certain mantras that he wanted to be very, very prominent in kirtan. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vas Adi Gora Bhaktavinda. Prominent mantra. Then, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Na Rade Rade, Shammilade, Rade Rade, Shammilade. No. Maybe on Radhastami for 2 minutes. Okay, maybe. In the right mood and right place. Maybe on Radhastami for 2 minutes. Okay? But these are not our mantras. Our mantras are the standard mantras. Anukirtanam. Anukirtanam also means by following the four regulative principles. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, and no intoxication. That's Anukirtanam. And nirnitam. Nirnitam means it's already a decided fact. What should I do to realize God? I
don't know. How do I approach God? No matter what I do, I can't seem to know him. Well, you know, I can't access him. I can't access him no matter what I do. I try this, I try that. Go ahead, go at it. Oh, it'll make the body pure. It will give you thrills in your body. Okay? We are not denying that. You might, if you really dig into it really hard, all of a sudden see the light in your head and just kind of merge in it. And you'll feel wonderful freedom from the modes of material nature, and you'll think, oh, this is it. I got it. So that's possible. Even in this day and age. But what you won't do is tears won't come to your eyes, and your heart won't throb, and your hairs on your body won't stand on end, and you won't feel the incredible love of God as he gently caresses you. That you won't get. So, Anukirtanam, Nirnitam, it's already a decided fact. You don't have to go through mental gymnastics. So this verse is the answer to Maharaj Pariksit's question. Maharaj Pariksit asked a question at the very beginning of the preamble to the Srimad Bhagavatam, the second canto. He asked, okay, now he already knew the answer to the question. Again, he's a self-realized soul. But for the benefit of everybody there, and also you want to hear it confirmed by authority. When you hear it confirmed by the authority, that just makes you happy. Okay? So he asks this question, what is it that's the general occupational duty for all of human society? General thing that everybody should do, and specifically, what is it that a man should do who's about ready to die? More specifically, because I'm dying in 7 days. And time is already passing. I might be 6.5 days by the time we get to this point. So hurry up. So what is it that... So this is the question he asked. This verse is the answer to that question. Etan nirvijyamananam ichchitam akutabhayam yoginam nipa nirnitam harer nama kirtana namnu kirtana anukirtana. O king, the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. How shocking. Can't believe it. The chanting of the holy names of the Lord, only that? That's so simple. Oh, has to be something more complex than that. Huh? Has to be something more involved than that. The chanting of the holy name of the Lord. What kind of chanting? Anukirtanam, after the ways of the great authority. As Prabhupada taught us, who learned it from his guru, 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 all the back way back to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada used to say that's as far back as we have to go, but we can go back farther for those who want us to. So, the chanting of the holy name after the ways of the great of authorities is the doubtless, nirnitam. It's the doubtless, fearless way of success for all. Doesn't matter who you are, what kind of body you are, whether you're exalted in human society, whether you're lowly, whether you're man, whether you're woman, whether you're kirata, whether you're yavana, whether you're whatever you are. It's the doubtless and fearless method of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, the self-realized jnanis. Those who are desirous of all kinds of material enjoyment. Me. And those who are self-satisfied by dint of their transcendental knowledge. All of you. So it's the doubtless and fearless way of success for all. This is Anukirtanam. This is submission to authority. follow it, see what happens. We're out of time. Hare Krishna. If anybody wants to leave, they're welcome to leave and get up and go. And if anyone has any question, I'll try to entertain. My dear friend Vasudev, are you asking this question just for fun or just to keep the ball rolling to make me feel good, or are you asking it because you're really inquisitive?
I really want to know. You mentioned the monarchy system where a king rules,
yes,
especially if he's a good man.
Especially
if
he's
good. It's by far the best system.
Yes, according to Prabhupada. And according to, how do you say, I'll let you have finished the question, but according to the most efficient. Okay, go ahead.
So why would it be that Prabhupada did not appoint a king, but instead a group of people, which in politics is called oligarchy,
yeah,
as
oligarchy.
Opposed to monarchy?
Yeah. The answer to that question is twofold. First of all, unfortunately, Prabhupada, we could only surmise that Prabhupada didn't choose in a very, very powerfully plain and very, very unquestionably way a successor for himself. Because the word is because he didn't think that such there were anyone qualified. But then the second reason is because Prabhupada was a strict follower of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And one of the bugaboos of Srila Prabhupada, or one of the things that really disturbed him, was that after the disappearance of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that there shouldn't be one acharya of the mat, but there should be a GBC, a governing body commission, that should meet and run the Gaudiya Math. But then when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur passed away, according to the history as we get it from Srila Prabhupada, the different people in the mat began to argue over who was the next acharya, who was going to be the sole autocratic ruler. So Prabhupada, following in the footsteps of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, decided that the best way to run ISKCON after his disappearance, because while he was on the planet, he was the autocratic ruler of the Hare Krishna movement. Anything he said would go. And he even started this system of the GBC before he left the planet, and sometimes the GBC would make decisions and he would be submissive to those decisions. He showed the example, just like Vrishabhadev here. So that's the reason why we are ruling ISKCON with such a system. That's the best I can give as an answer.
So is the conclusion that in this age at least, this is the best system?
That could be one type of conclusion. Now we're getting into what I think, what you think, and not what the Shastra says. But another type of a conclusion is that from the purity and the further development of the Hare Krishna movement, that hopefully at some time in the future, a true Kshatriya king will come out. We'll see.
This was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's added statement, by the way.
That's a statement? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, great. Thank you. I got Bhaktisiddhanta. That was a guess on my part. But I got my instincts are the same as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, so great. You know, Prabhupada's books sometimes seem out of touch with the material world as it is now. This whole discussion of Vanashram Dharma and kings, it seems out of touch with the way the world is right now at this moment. And it's true. But Prabhupada said these books are going to be the law books for human society for the next 10,000 years. 10,000 years. That's the golden age of Lord Chaitanya. So we may say there's only one or two kingdoms left on the face of the planet right now, and almost they're all gone. Huge democracies or semi-democracies seems to be the wave of the future. We'll see. We'll see. Okay, any other question? Thank you very much for kindly listening. Thank you very much. Hare Bol.
এই সকালবেলায় প্রথম আমাকে এই বলেছিলেন, তো আমার ভাগবত পরিবেশ শুনে ভুল হলে আপনারা আমাকে সন্তান গুণে ক্ষমা করবেন। গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি।